Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. June is Dairy Month in Kentucky and across the nation. Kentucky Agriculture Commissioner Ryan Crawl says it's a pleasure to celebrate Dairy Month in the state.
It's been that way since the 1930s. So important to realize that the dairy industry brings in over $190 million into our economy each year right here in Kentucky, and they've been through some tough times. So the best thing we can do is help promote the consumption of not just fluid milk, but also other dairy products such as cheese and yogurt.
Commissioner Quarles says he was glad to join Governor Matt Bevin earlier this month to help kick off Dairy Month at the state capitol in Frankfort.
And I challenge any other state to do this. Both myself and the governor got down on our knees and milked the cow together. And there's a really great opportunity to bring agriculture to the capitol, help declare June Dairy Month across our state, and also raise awareness that this is an industry that needs some help right now. And there's nothing better to have ice-cold milk, our state's official state drink, on these hot summer days.
He says the dairy industry celebrates by giving away milk at ballparks in two cities.
We're going to be bringing dairy products, ice cream sandwiches, chocolate milk to the Legends Ballpark, also down in Bowling Green as well. And so that's always a good opportunity, especially for kids, to put a great-tasting dairy product in their hands. So next time when their parents or guardians go to the grocery store, instead of asking for something else, they might request milk the next time they go to the grocery store.
We'll continue our conversation in a moment.
What's your favorite thing to see in Kentucky? The answer is different for everybody. But whatever you do, don't let the last thing you see be your phone. Join Kentucky Farm Bureau in getting the word out about the risks of distracted driving. Encourage others to drive distraction-free and pledge to do so yourself. A message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau. KFB loves KY.
Commissioner Quarles says although times have been tough for the dairy industry, producers are continuing to find opportunities.
It's been rough nationally for the dairy industry. We are working tirelessly in Frankfort to look for new opportunities and homes for our producers. We did have a processor in Somerset actually expand in 2018 and in 2019, and they're buying more milk. That is a bright spot for that area of the state.
He says we need to continue working with dairy farmers to look for ways to help the industry.
It's so important that we link up with the KDDC, the Kentucky Dairy Development Council. Their new leader, H. Barlow, is a dairy farmer himself. He's got manure on his boots, and he understands the industry. And so we're hoping to come up with some new innovative ideas.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.